morning. The commission is meeting now for its administrative meeting, July 30th, 2008. First item, the commission is taking up providing oil and gas corporation site jurisdiction information. Case number PUOE517, and Pat Fine has written a memo for the commission and we received some additional material. Participating in the meeting today is Commissioner Kramer and Commissioner Weebal. Commissioner Clark is not participating in this meeting today. Thank you. Go ahead, Pat.
The memo to the commission is actually from both Alana and I. We had received a request from Whiting concerning the jurisdictional determination. Actually, we received two requests for jurisdictional determination. One was on pipeline safety and one was on siting. And staff took a quick look at it. The date on this memo was July 17th, and the date on additional information that we received from Whiting is after that. Initially, the staff believes that the pipeline would fall under the Siting Act because it was downstream of a gas processing plant.
Downstream, just so that I'm clear on what that term means, it means that you have the system where they gather the natural gas, and then you have the processing plant. And then after the processing plant, this line was constructed.
Has to do, I mean, with the flow of the product.
Yes.
It is the flow of the product from the out of the gas plant would be downstream of the gas plant. Okay. Anything coming into the gas plant would be upstream of the gas plant. Since this time of this memo, then staff and has been visiting with John Morrison, who is representing Whiting Oil, and sent us some information about a industry standard that would probably define this piece of pipeline as incidental gathering, this piece from the downstream from the gas processing plant to the connection with another transmission line. And based on that, John Morrison is suggesting that it may not fall under the Siting Act. And the word, I guess Alana will probably take over pretty quick here about interpretation of that law. But and then since that time, I have found just some information about some other pipelines that the commission has dealt with. And I have a copy of a 10-year plan, a Bearpaw 10-year plan. And that just shows that in the past, the commission has actually cited lines like this downstream of gas processing plants. So Alana might want to take it over to describe the word or to cover the word including.
Flesh out that last point. We have cited them. We have no idea if the question was addressed or if they just said cite this and we said fine. And we didn't think about, you know, nobody argued or debated the definition. They just willingly came in. I don't know that without looking up those citing cases for Bearpaw, formerly Coke. And so that's another little research project that probably John Morrison wants me to do, and I will have to do at some point. Trying to summarize and boil down, we have never said that it is mandatory that a gas safety interpretation or definition applies to siting, or mandatory that it does not. We have previously used factor tests similar to FERC, but not necessarily exactly FERC. Am I correct, Jerry? We've always said we will determine our own definition. Sure. All these other things are helpful. And so that's where we are today, with helpful determinations from other places that may or may not be what the commission wants to do. It is settled law in North Dakota that the word includes does not mean is. It is, there's something more when the word includes is used. Okay, could be this something more, could be something else that nobody's thought about yet that is something more. And for the legal impact here, that's that's the only legal analysis that there is. The word includes does not just, you know, make that definition totally only what is worded there. There's something more in the definition. And the commission's precedent has been to use case-by-case factors to determine what to do. It's theoretically possible. The Attorney General's opinion on the word includes is going to be what we've said.
Yes.
The Attorney General's opinion, I'm fairly certain, on the consequence of API's interpretation, FERC's interpretation, gas safety's interpretation is going to be what we've said. The Attorney General's opinion on facts will defer to the Commission.
Right.
And it'll be right back in here. You can ask for it, but it'll be right back here, I'm fairly certain, for a determination on the facts, because we're the experts on the facts.
So
I don't know if it'd be helpful.
What are the actual facts, then, that the commission needs to have before in order to make this determination? And I understand that this particular pipeline is probably already in service, probably has already been filed.
Close, I think. They want it to be. Right, I understand that. I think the facts are all set forth in their filings and Pat's memo, the physical location and the characteristics.
Right.
Now, maybe it would be helpful if we had a few minutes to make a nice little page or chart, but I don't know that there's any new facts. I'm looking over here to see if people agree with me or not. Any new facts to submit? There are, I think, and I've heard this secondhand, sort of peripheral facts about the economic impact on the state and the waste of natural resources and things like that, that are not necessarily geared to the definition of gathering, but may impact
definition
the policy decision. Or, you know, and there is, we talked a little bit about whether this, if it needed to be cited, if it was jurisdictional, whether it could be done on a fast track, because there is a provision for emergency, a shortened notice period for emergency, and emergency is not defined there. It's defined in other places in the code for other reasons. And that was another reason I was looking for some things from 1992 in Order Lib that seemed to not be there.
We have used that emergency provision in the past. Sometimes we've used it for transmission lines before we had that special emergency provision.
Right, for those coal mining moves,
well,
yes. The floods or the downing, yeah.
Some type or water issue, we were able then to consider that an emergency that needed to have
yeah.
that line be taken care of in a very prompt manner.
Yeah, so that's the, that we can pull some of the standards we used from that, but that's where we stand. And when Pat and I were talking yesterday, I said to him that if there ever was a policy decision, this is pretty much it. So
the facts being what the facts are, and we know what they are. It's downstream, we know all that. Then the only real discretion lies in how much discretion the word includes provides. And so then it comes down to our will. I mean,
exactly. Because even if you look at past precedent, and we have to see if it was addressed there, if it was sort of kind of automatic thing.
Yeah, if somebody filed, if all these are our response to a filing.
That's right.
No, then.
4 years ago.
Right.
Well, it's more than, it's 92.
Yeah.
The 10-year plan is 2004. The line was built in 92. If it was 2004, I could find the documents. Keep looking at Steve over this document thing, because it's come up like 100 times this week. even if you try to go to the purpose of citing, you have a dilemma because the citing sort of consolidates and is a clearinghouse for other state protections, but those other state protections are still applicable whether you cite or not. And if it's important to cite on one side of the processing plant, then isn't it important to cite on the other side, which is already exempt?
Well, I mean,
it,
that's really a broader policy discussion.
We looked at, actually, I'd like to differ a little bit on that. It's my understanding that the Forest Service
I will.
That was an attorney general. I mean, that was not attorney general.
A bill, if we can find it, yeah.
So it isn't that there's broad protections if there are, if we don't cite. A lot of other agencies don't get involved if the commission does not cite a facility.
I wasn't thinking like of certain things like being so close to a home or something like that, but I was thinking about other natural resources protections that I would assume, you know, water commission provisions or game and fish provisions or whatever, but I'm not sure, so I'll look at I'll look for that memo.
Yeah, the law doesn't change because we don't have jurisdiction. It's just that it may not be applied.
Right.
As, you know, as we're at the...
So that's where we're at, and we left it on admin because we didn't know if you wanted a working session, if you wanted an informal. We know time is of the essence with everyone, so.
Well, why don't you do this? Are you ready to have them draw a jurisdiction letter that the commission would sign? Because then Commissioner Clark would have an opportunity to review
the report and sign. Well, I think I am, but I don't think the staff is. That's... They're looking for a policy direction because you're basically saying here are the facts. Here's
there's a few facts to add
to
if
add,
we can find them.
I think if
like
Bear
Paw example, if we can find it,
well,
and I'm not promising.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
You could put those into a letter. All this whole series of facts that the staff would prepare for the commission, and as a result of them preparing this letter for the commission, I think that could help clarify.
We will supplement Pat's memo with what has happened or what we have learned since.
Yes.
And, I mean, this memo can be easily turned into a letter. I don't know that staff will have a policy recommendation is what I'm saying.
Well, my,
we
and
can
my
if you want us to.
My personal view, and from what we do know, and this whole issue of is versus includes, leads me to want a policy that would determine that we don't have citing jurisdiction. I mean, that's my personal preference. And so, but again, there are still facts to be gathered, as I understand. But if all things being equal, that would be my personal position.
Well, then I think the next step is to get that memo supplemented.
Right.
And then you can determine at that point if you need more of a working session or anything further or whatever you're ready to do.
Right. Could we have that memo by when? This is a time-sensitive issue.
Well, we could probably have something by the end of the week or sooner, perhaps, if we find information.
Right.
If we don't find it, we'll get it something out by the end of the week either way. Okay?
Okay. And I think we better set up a work session then on this for Monday or something, or whatever day we can. I'm not here Monday or Tuesday, but earlier than the next meeting.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
we'll go over
for sure.
The draft letter and have to take a look at this.
Or tomorrow. I mean,
next week. I have next week yet.
Okay, that's good. I mean, 20
He's out till the end of next week.
Oh, well then.
He told me yesterday when he left, he said, I'll be back at the end of next week.
If you want to schedule something late this week, we'll get what we can get by then.
Thank you. I could meet on early Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
That's good.
How about 1:30 Friday?
Okay.
So 1:30 Friday, we'll hold a work session on case number PU08517. Okay, then the next is the one call penalty bill draft. It's number 5 we're taking next.
We're on at 2:30, so what would you like me to say?
It's being a policy position.
Or should we be
I thought that your comments were good,
okay,
that you had
well,
prepared.
I drafted like a two-liner that said, the commission is still willing to handle the penalties if the legislature wants, but we have substantial concerns. Here's the attached memo.
Yes.
And then I have a third sentence that you can veto if you wish, which says, if the concerns are not addressed, we can't support the bill. So.
Well, for example, I think it is important that an administrative law judge's decision not be final. That
oh,
isn't.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's a big issue.
Yeah. There's way more than that problem in there. That's one problem. So that's why I said if they're not addressed, I would like to say we can't support it. We're not going to be down there testifying in favor of it. They may go forward with it, but we would be presenting the same concerns later, see. So
we could say it in another way.
Okay. Ideas.
The commission needs changes to this bill before it can support the bill.
Okay.
All right?
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Sure. All right. I will...
It doesn't sound quite so negative.
Shortly.
The same thing, but...
Al Holberg is going to be there, and if I am submitting my memo, which now I am, then he will stand up and say, I've seen it, I agree with it, and he has like 3 or 4 other problems.
Problems with it, too. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
None of this surprises me when I read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then. The next issue, Alana, has your name after it as well, so just tell us about 6.
That's just, we have dockets, like, for legislation. We have an interim legislation docket.
Those don't need to be on the...
That's just the only question.
We could just have those be... I think that's...
We have our budget, we have our session, our interim. They'll just all be non-access. That's all we want to know.
I think so. Can you think of any reason why those need to be accessed?
No, nor do I. Does it bother me if they were, but
right.
No.
But it's accessible. If it gets formalized, it's accessible out of legislative council or wherever.
Right.
Sure. That's
right.
That's right.
I think so. Those are just our preliminary comments on things mostly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, it would probably be more confusing than helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll go back up to 2, update on Internet public access to case files.
Demonstration.
Getting very close.
I've looked at some of it.
Closer than it was. Okay, we have just a brief demonstration of the online system for searching cases. And this is the start screen. We haven't got instructions yet, but when we get them, they will be right there. Essentially, go to search cases. It will come up. It defaults to only those cases that are currently open. That can, however, be changed over there. If we want to select a case, we have drop downs for those things you can't guess. The next screen will show you essentially all of the dockets for any given case. You can pick any one of those dockets, and it will show you the files associated, whether or not it's been certified to court, all of those things.
On certain ones, show that there's some information that may not be available and where it says that.
Next screen. Once you pick a docket entry, you can see the files, and it will tell you whether or not they're public access. If they are not, you will get a message indicating how you would access those documents currently, which would mean you would have to either call or email the commission. Okay. If it is a document that is available, there's the document. If at any point you want to begin a new search, you have the ability to either click here or here. It will take you back to the beginning and you can begin a new search. You can search by case type, and it will actually list every case type that is currently in case management, allow you to pick one. You can sort by any of the fields. You can select the sort order. You can also look by the date filed, date closed, whether or not the case is open or closed. Let's see. Yep. And you can also pick how many records you want to display per page. So that is the essence of how you would go about searching for...
Show us where, from the very first page, how people would find it, Steve.
I would prefer not to do that until we're ready to go live, and I'd like about a week internal testing before we do that, just to make sure we don't overload one of the systems or something.
No, but where are you planning to put it now?
Oh, it will be under formal actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it there or here.
All right, and then now you mentioned a week of internal, and you still need to write the instructions, mm-hmm. Right?
Shelley is currently working with Annette to generate the instructions, so that should be forthcoming shortly.
Okay, within what time period?
I'm thinking if we don't see anything in the next week to 10 days, it should go live. And I'm thinking we will put it out for
instructions as well to work on? I wondered when the instructions would be ready, because it seems the staff will need those as well as the public in order to give
they
it a fair trial.
Within,
by the end of the week.
Yeah, at least.
Okay,
not by tomorrow.
That'd be great. Yeah. Thank you.
And I think we'll probably put it out for a few external entities to test as well during that testing period.
So we would do that perhaps next week?
Oh, probably yet this week, as soon as the instructions are done.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So that's just a brief overview of what we've got, and it seems to be working pretty well. We do have a couple of minor issues. For some reason, the color for where we are is wrong, and there's a couple of other minor cosmetic things, and Vaughn's going to come up and help me figure those out. So.
Okay.
But essentially all of the application works and is done.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to a computer like at your house, you won't be able to get to it? Is that how that... Because I saw it there and I'm like, it's not live yet? I'm like, well, here it is.
It actually is live.
Okay. I was going to say, it looks
live. We just don't want it to get hit too hard right away.
Oh, I see. So you can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just nobody really knows about it yet.
Correct. Okay. We just don't want to publicize it too heavily yet. Yeah.
Okay. Next meeting. Next meeting, we might be ready to publicize it. Mm-hmm, 2 weeks
Absolutely.
From now. Mm-hmm, that would be great. Okay, thank you. We're getting
works,
there.
That works almost as well as case user. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Any questions from staff about it at this time? All right. Okay. Then, thank you so much. All right. Bill draft would change his time for citing from 6 months to 3 months. We need to draft comments on this bill draft for the interim legislative committee, and I think we only need about one page. Commissioner Kramer is going to be delivering the comments.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, so that we're all
on the same page.
What my intent would be to oppose it strongly. You know, obviously, I think this is one area where the public protections are fine in 6 months. 3 months, I don't believe they're adequate. And the fact of the matter is, anyway, and I would state this, I would want to state that the fact of the matter is that there's really no limit at all, because you can't build, construct something that's not doesn't have a siting permit. So, you know, we've done waivers in the past, or extensions, I guess, in the past, but our record is also such that we've always done it far shorter than the 6 months that it requires. But I'd hate to start getting squeezed any further. We're already trying to deal with that bottleneck of projects, and then to have that shortened time frame. Plus, they'd have to change notice requirements.
Notice requirements are really important. How much time they generally take if we do the full notice, which is what is anticipated.
Plus, we have a system, as Commissioner Weefall has stated before, that has earned, and rightfully so, the confidence of the public. And the 6 months has been a good time frame that people have, I think, appreciated, understood, and they've also not complained when we've expedited necessarily many of these processes.
To start to tinker with the siting law when we have such good public confidence in it at the present time, I think what would be the word I'm looking for? Dangerous, maybe.
Certainly unnecessary.
Unnecessary, that would be a better word.
And I'm not sure where it's coming from. I'm all for looking at siting laws and how we might, you know, eliminate unnecessary things if there are any, you know, or streamline the process. But I don't think strictly cutting the time frame that we do our work in half gets to that. I think two more staff people helps get to that, quite honestly.
So will you work with Commissioner Kramer on that, Annette? Thank you. Just one page.
But does that basically?
Yes, I think that's good. And then we'll all look at it. And if we could have it by Friday afternoon, Kevin, so that then we can all look at it, because it needs to be delivered on Tuesday. And then you're comfortable with the testimony that's been drawn up about the other issues. Yep. Uh-huh. All right. Good. And so then we just need to insert your name in that and distribute that to the whole commission as well. That's the CO2. And it's been changed in more refining has been done with more talks with Sandy Tabor, with information that she had about the numbers that should be can be used in there. So, all right. Okay, and then the other part of that is Jerry needs to prepare a updated
I'm working on that, and Pat will do the
siting
part of it.
And
what I'd like to do is have you present what we presented last time, give them a copy of that, and then give them a copy of the updated version so that they could just compare. Does that make sense?
Well,
you want to just let them have what they had last time, but they can look back in their own records.
I think so. I think what we're supposed to be doing here is just to show them, tell them where cases are, and
okay.
And so.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, I'd like them to see the progress.
We made
a lot.
It's up to you, because you're going to be doing this. But
you know, if we could find a nice illustrative way to do that, that's probably not a bad idea.
The best way I could say is if they could look at the sheet before and then it again now.
All you'd have to do is make the comment.
Yeah,
I suppose you'd say we've made a lot of progress on these cases since our last report 3 months ago, and if
that
you
works.
Were,
we've cited this many, we've had hearings on this many,
we've approved these orders
these,
on these. you know, and basically you just go through it with them. So they're, and they're always interested because they affect many of their districts, and they aren't keeping track of the work. And so
you know what might be kind of nice to do along those same lines is just, again, for illustrative purposes, is maybe have Tom's charts, for lack of a better term. You know, because they do kind of illustrate the bigger picture from a higher level, of course, but since they're already made up, I don't know, it's just a thought. But
Tom's charts on what?
The state fair stuff. Just to show future as well, you know.
The wind chart, you mean? Or?
Well, all of them. They illustrate the magnitude of the, from a higher level, not simply between the last 3 months, but from the last few years looking forward, just to kind of give you a big picture snapshot of magnitude of the workload.
Well, I think they're pretty aware of that. I do, from previous meetings. Okay. I don't think we need to worry that they're not aware of the workload and what's coming in here.
Right.
They seem very...
Why we need more staff?
Mm-hmm. Well, that thought hadn't crossed my mind.
If you want Tom's
we have a total of 15 minutes, okay? That's
right.
What we have,
yeah.
So... All right.
Well, let me finish that, and Pat's going to add
okay. All right. We should be good. All right. Then the next is Minn Kota 230 KV structural location changes for Jerry. Jerry, I've looked at those, and I'm sure Kevin's looked at those, and they look just fine.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and approve those.
Good.
The route doesn't change, obviously.
No, the route doesn't change. They were moved just 40 feet south due to a landowner request, and another one was then moved. So that's fine.
And, you know, I've been working on another set of change requests that I was trying to add to admin and didn't quite get everything together in time. So, thank you. The Ashtabula line that FPL is working on, they had some changes as well. And I wonder if we could squeeze talking about them into the informal hearing this afternoon. Would that work? Can we add something
to
informal?
We have to let people know ahead of time then that we're doing an informal hearing on that.
Like people like who?
Well,
are you suggesting?
I don't know that we need to have an informal hearing.
Okay, you want me to? I can go through what they are.
Why don't you go through what they are right now? Because
okay.
And then we can tell you whether we think there's something the staff can approve. Go right ahead.
Okay. There were two structures, 41 and 42, that were shifted along the existing alignment by about 12 feet or 19 feet north on those. That was kind of inconsequential. I thought that...
That's fine. I think there's
okay.
No disagreement that you can go ahead and approve those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The other one was more significant. They had some difficulties with their layout as they were running into the collector substation. And they end up having to shift a pole. It looks like structure number 89 moves approximately 265 feet south and 301 feet west in order to align it it goes into a dead-end structure that's inside the fence area of the substation.
It goes inside the fenced area of the substation?
There is already a structure inside that fence, a dead-end structure where the line terminates. But in order to align it properly, as they got down on the ground, they made to move the last structure a distance 265 feet south and 301 feet west. And the landowner, they tell me, is on board with it and everything. And you might recall at the hearing that the landowner was happy.
That's right. He was happy to have the substation on his property. And it sounds, and you're telling me that this new pole is going to be on now the substation footprint?
No, there's the one that's
steers
outside
the line.
This.
Steers the line to the substation.
Yeah, the very last pole before it goes into the substation.
I agree that this landowner had said that he was supportive of it, so I'm fine again with that.
Okay, so I'll send them a letter approving those structures.
An email or whatever
well.
You do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And, you know, one other thing I would have liked to have had on this agenda, or I think you would have liked me to have had on this agenda, was
We were supposed to do an investigation on whether Tatanka had complied with the commission's order, and I just didn't get that done, so I'd like to bring that back next time.
All right, thank you. I'd appreciate that. I had that circled on from the administrative matters, Gloria. On that, you said staff to do an investigation, but we had asked for it to be brought back to us this week. So that was under B2 last time. So if you can particularly note that on this next admin that Jerry's going to bring it at the next meeting. And then I had a question under 6 from last admin, Minn Kota Power tree sampling plan case. Jerry talked to Minn Kota Power and request same tree sampling plan as Keystone. What's happened with that? Because
let me remind them again. They were looking into along the route on rethinking whether they actually had to have a tree sampling plan or if they would just count trees, and I haven't heard back from them on that yet. So
all right, and so if they don't need one, we need to just be aware of that, and they should send us some type of a memo to that effect,
yeah,
or something. All right.
Okay, and then yeah, I'll get back on that one and talk to them again too.
Okay, and if we could hear about that even before the next meeting, some memo,
sure,
that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, my God, getting to be, they're started June 1st. It's now the 2 months into the project.
The lack of a change applies to me that they're going to be
counting.
I'm hoping that they'll be able to just count. I think there was some misunderstanding on whether they had to file a tree sampling plan or not.
All right, well, let's just try to get that clarified with the commission of what's happening out there, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
You.
All right, and then let's see here. We have the continued formal hearing, MPower. I don't know, Annette, how can we set this?
What do you mean?
How can we set until we know when they're ready?
They gave us a date.
Oh, they gave us a date.
Yeah, I've contacted their attorney, and the date that they propose is August 25th.
All right, let's take a look and see if that's good. Thank you.
And that would mean we would have to do a hearing notice today on that.
I see.
For publication.
And I'm drafting one now if this works.
I'm free on August the 25th.
No, just so I'm clear, are we planning to go back up there?
That's my next question.
Oh. Yeah.
First, let's determine if
we're
free on that date.
I'm not wide open free, but if we fly, I would be.
Again, so.
Somebody
is free. Uh-huh. Okay, so that date will work.
What time?
Again, are we fly up there? Or
are we going up there?
Or drive? Or?
Well, I think if we go there, we should fly again.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it is funny because when I was sitting there that day and we were having this discussion, I was sitting there thinking, you know, it's kind of unfair to not have the hearing there when you have public interest and all that. At the same time, we couldn't drag a comment out of a member of the public when we were up there.
Mm-hmm.
But they hadn't had the advantage of hearing the case either, you know.
No, they hadn't.
And I know that's sort of more idealistic than it is real sometimes. But I mean, I'm all for flying up there again.
I think so.
Yeah,
I
that's it was a great spot.
Okay.
It was easy to get to. It was easy to get out of. Other than
so, does the 10 a.m. time frame?
Right.
And we'll get the notice ready for publication today, and then we will put it on the next agenda just for the commission to acknowledge
it. That sounds like a great plan. Thank you for your prompt work on this. That sounds good.
By the way, that was the best sound system we've ever used. They had mics just like this that were wireless.
Yesterday we didn't have a sound system, and we missed it.
It was a little frustrating.
So I think we should have a sound system. Given the huge costs that are going to be involved with this project, a sound system for hearing is not adding a major cost to this project.
Not at all. And like Al said several times, and you have a record.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you need from us, Annette?
No, that should be all.
All right. And then we have the Prudence case work session.
You had indicated that you thought we could have one about 10 days from the last.
Right, right. Session. Well, we need to wait until Tony gets back from his trip. And so let's just check dates then. Alana won't be here then when he returns, but I think the commission can move ahead on this regardless because she'll be gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, I think so.
And we really
don't
think need to So let's...
Yeah, we were right down to pretty fine.
Let's... That would be... Next week?
Like, is Friday, is he around? No, okay, so next week's out altogether.
The 11th would be the soonest. The 11th? Which?
The 11th, he is in.
All right, and what other date did you say earlier than that he is in?
He'll be in next Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, well, that would be great.
Yeah.
Well, he will be.
The only 2 days he's in.
Okay. Either day is open for me.
Me as well.
All right, let's do it 10 o'clock in the morning then, next Wednesday. Yes, Pat?
Is Wednesday the first day he's back?
Yes.
Because I would like to give him a...
Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try. Let's do it Thursday then to give him a chance to read through the materials and stuff. That'll be
right,
the order.
Right, he also had some concerns about...
Language,
and I want to give him...
Make sure he has a good chance to go over that with you. All right, let's do it Thursday at 10 a.m. Okay.
That's fine.
And that's good because Alana's here as well then for that. Anything else for the good of the order? Pat?
You want to talk about the Keystone filing we just received?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I've been looking at it here, and they want extra workspace in forested areas at 7 locations.
Okay.
6 of them are stream crossings, and 1 of them is a road crossing.
Now, these are new stream crossings that the commission didn't consider before. I thought we had all the stream crossings covered in that last filing.
I think they may be crossing the same stream crossings. But they may need more workspace than they thought.
Let me tell you what.
We had already had 125 feet or more for some of those.
Mm-hmm. Having been there, I was at the Tongue River, for example. I'm almost amazed. I'm not surprised to see this. Let me put it that way. It is so narrow. 125 feet, you think, is like a lot until you see the magnitude of their equipment, their welding shacks, and the people and the safety. And so I'm not surprised that they're asking for more. In fact, I sat there looking at it going, why did they ask for 50? Wasn't it 50 the first time? It was some crazy low number.
Yeah, it was 50 at first.
Yeah. And then, but it was 125. That's what I was looking at. I think it was 125.
Somewhere 135 now.
Somewhere.
Already.
Yeah.
So what are we at?
So what?
Which ones do they need? What are they at presently for those stream crossings, and what do they look like?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, all of them.
On the list, we have North Branch Park River. We have North Branch Forest River. 2 unnamed creeks, an unnamed stream, and the Middle Branch Forest River.
Well,
one of the areas I went through was an unnamed stream where, frankly, I just don't know how they can do it.
And they have, which I don't have with me, but they have pictures and drawings that go with this. So once you receive
the filing.
What
are they asking for? How much space are they asking?
I have a feeling the drawings are going to show that better.
Once you've cut a 20-foot swath, it's kind of the same as 120 feet because it's ugly no matter what.
Yeah, they don't. In the cover letter, they only give the locations and the justification. They don't show
the
dimensions.
They don't ask for a particular amount of space.
They must show it on each particular.
I think they show it on each one because each is a individual case.
So are they asking for an informal?
They would like to have this, they would like us to set it, if we're going to have an informal, they would like us to set a date so that Buster can block out some time.
Okay, well, why don't we just do this quickly? We could do this next, do you think Tony would want to be involved with this? And if so, we could do it next Wednesday. Is that soon enough, or do they want it, like, by Friday?
I think that should be soon enough. I mean, the sooner the better, as far as they're concerned, but...
You know, he may not, Tony may not care.
We could contact him.
We could contact him.
See if he want how much he cares. Right. I can tell you, though, I just, that one unnamed stream that I was at, it was very deep. There's no water in there, but it was a very deep ravine. And they're just like, and then the trees are so thick up there. In fact, I kept looking around going, this is so spectacular. But it's just so thick that there's like no room. To me, the biggest issue to me was the safety issue. I could see what they mean when they've said that. Because machinery can't turn around in there. There's no way in 125 feet it can turn around.
When you look at the pictures, it is quite forested.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So anyway, okay. Well, we should contact Tony. I guess we'll have Shark or somebody contact Tony and see
if he minds if we go ahead with a... Because
you could do an informal Friday, is that what you're saying?
I could.
Yeah, I could as well.
And that would be the first. And I could do it at 11 in the morning.
Sure, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. So one option is 11... And Char left, unfortunately. So 11 on Friday the 1st. And so ask her to call Tony and find out whether he wouldn't mind if he either wants to call in or if he doesn't want to participate in that. Or if he would like to participate in it, we could hold it next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Right. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
At what time next Wednesday would it be? What time?
Let's do it at 11 next Wednesday as
11?
Well.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
That makes it easier to remember.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do we notify the landowners then involved of those properties as we do this?
Since it isn't a route change, I think Keystone made a determination on their own that notice wasn't required except to parties.
Okay.
They're thinking that's okay. I'm sure if we told them different, they would notify all the state agencies and the.
Well, no, not the state. I just said the landowners.
The landowners, all those that are parties.
Okay.
So just the ones who are parties, but they don't live along these stream crossings.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that whoever's land is going through should at least be notified.
Okay, I'll
how do we know what's in their easement, right, or whatever?
I will get that out to Todd Cranda.
Yeah, ask him to just notify the people whose land is involved.
As soon as we have a date.
Yeah,
time.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not all state agencies, I agree.
No, I agree with that, too.